from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. You should know that our new producer, Mac, is he's a quick learner.
Yep.
One.
Yep.
He's got the Watson button.
Mm-hmm.
But also, he did something on Friday night, even though he and I are only going to have a short time together, that did bring us closer.
What did he do?
He sent us a picture of him eating nachos.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They looked delicious.
They were good.
And you know my nacho take,
right,
which is a controversial one, that nachos suck inherently.
Yeah, right.
Because we've allowed it to suck.
Right.
Nachos are great as a concept, but we have just allowed them to become a chips with a pile of crap on top of it.
Right. Like right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. I like that that we've let nachos down.
Yeah, we have. All of us have. We've let the standard of nachos go down. It's not that nachos are inherently bad.
No.
We as a society have allowed those who provide us the nachos to fail us,
mm-hmm,
which is to just plop a bunch of stuff in the middle of some chips and call it good.
Right. I don't disagree with your take on that.
I'm all for the spreading.
You want it more
stuff.
Even. Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
need a sheet pan nacho.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
But you sent a very nice looking plate of nachos from buddies at Maloney's.
Yeah, Maloney's. Yeah.
So shout out to Rob.
Rob, is your big deck open yet?
The plate looked fantastic, and I didn't really have an argument with your plate of nachos.
I know. I was surprised.
It was pretty evenly, you know.
It was a great spread.
Yeah.
Now, there were a few chips towards the bottom of the layer that would have been upset with.
Right. Did you throw them on the floor and demand a refund? Because that's what I would have done, especially at Maloney's. No chance I'm getting out of there paying a full bill with chips that are naked.
So I thought, okay, Mac's on it.
Yeah.
Mac's on. He's giving me a hard time about nachos already.
So what did you get? Did you get the chicken? Did you get the beef? What
beef.
Do you get?
Beef.
A lot of beef on those nachos. Yeah.
Pulled pork nachos. Now that's something. And now next time I go, they have tater tots. You can get the tachos, I think they call them.
That's good.
Next time.
You get the pulled pork nachos at Smokehouse Barbecue, though. Let me tell you something, man. You're in for a different lifestyle when that happens.
From the 913, thanks for playing Heart coming back from the break.
Yeah, appreciate that. Anytime.
Max here for you.
I'm on it, man.
As well. I got to imagine at some point in time, Travis Kelce's got to go, what the F?
Yeah, right.
Right?
Because I know I am.
I hope it doesn't get comfortable for Travis Kelce from here on out.
Yeah, where he gets used to this kind
of
stuff.
Yeah. Correct. I mean, the selfie of Taylor, Travis, and Prince William and the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, don't you go, what the heck has this last year been about?
I know. It's been wild. So we're sitting at the wedding for Rob on Saturday, right? And you and I got the back row. They gave us the good seats, right?
Table 17.
17, baby. Josh, me, rules. And our wives. That was it. No, table 9 sucked, by the way.
Yeah, total
mess. Let me call you out. Table 9 at Rob's wedding. Breaking glasses.
Yeah, oh,
just making fools of yourselves.
Disaster, table 9.
That was awful, table 9. Like, we promised we would call table 9 out. We have no idea who it was. Could have been Aunt Patty for all we know. But, my God, table 9. Talk about an embarrassment at the wedding,
just a mess.
It got out of hand for table 9. So we were at table 17, the four of us. It was very good. They put us in a corner. They roped these people off, basically, is what it was, right? And so we're at the wedding.
Somebody called it the adult table.
Yeah, Carrington did.
Carrington wouldn't come sit with us because we're at the adult table. I'm like,
right. Yep. Carrington's like, no, that's the adults over there. We're like, not us. So we're sitting at the actual wedding before they walk in. And, you know, Spector's right in front of me. I'm behind him trying to ignore him as much as possible, right? And all of a sudden he turns around just out of nowhere. He goes, did you see this pic? I said, I sent it to myself and with the email caption of, like, I don't even know what else to really say about this. Like, that picture right there, when this era of Chiefs football comes to an end, that's the only picture that you're going to need to show to sum up this entire era of Chiefs football. Spector's like, did you ever think we'd see a Chief hanging out with the royal family? I'm like, no. You know, I mean, from where we were the day that Andy Reid took over to where we are now, it's not even a 180, Josh. It's like, I don't even know if you can do more of a 180. It's like, because if you do a 181, you start to go back to where. So maybe, I guess it is a full 180 from where we are when Andy Reid took over. But to me, that's the picture that I'm always going to look at. And that's how I'm going to remember this era of Chiefs football, because it culminated with Travis Kelce dating Taylor Swift, the hottest star on the planet, and then having Paul McCartney at the concert dancing yesterday, Travis on stage dancing in a tuxedo,
being part of the show.
Then taking a picture with Prince Albert in the can.
Yeah. I mean, I hope he's pinching himself every once in a while going,
right.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Like that's what sums up this era of Chiefs football to me. Travis Kelce, the Prince, and Taylor Swift. And like, Paul McCartney was an afterthought.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And Paul was there too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, Paul McCartney was an afterthought.
Sir Paul was there as an afterthought.
I mean, one of the greatest musicians of all time.
Crazy.
Founding member of Rolling Stones. Like, that guy nailed it. That guy nailed it as an artist. And he's in like a mosh pit, and Travis Kelce's clicking his heels on stage wearing tails.
Don't text in. Just let it lie.
So unbelievable. So unbelievable.
And the crowd went nuts for Travis.
They went crazy for Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's just silly.
And the video first appeared, it was just like a shot of the screen of him and I call my kids and my wife. I'm like, Travis Kelce's carrying Taylor Swift on a stage right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what is going on? And he places her down, he dances, puts some makeup on. Like, the whole thing was fantastic, man. Like, if you're not sitting there smiling and watching this, I'm sure there was a get in your playbook doofus out there yesterday, right? I don't understand why he's in Europe watching Taylor Swift when he should be in his playbook. Oh, yeah, that was Rob. I'm sorry.
And then the other video that was happening was Travis presumably behind Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? No, that was Prince Albert's kid.
And I think it's the real Tom Cruise. You're never sure these days. I think there's a lot of fake Tom Cruises out there, but I would assume this is the real one. So is he going to be? The next Top Gun?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Is he going to get Mission Impossible?
Oh, I would like
Tram on Mission Impossible. Would be really good, wouldn't it?
He's greasing the wheels. Good for him right now.
Or maybe this is a Trav and Jason joined Ving Rhames Tom Cruise on the next Mission Impossible.
Could be a good one.
Would be kind of great.
That'd be amazing.
Could you imagine Jason and Travis in a fighter pilot together?
Or that.
Right? Like who's flying the plane and who's sitting shotgun, right?
I would think Jason would be like ground crew and he's pointing the plane to take off the boat. I don't know.
Oh, I would love for them. I envision it.
To be part of the Mission Impossible. You know,
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The posse.
Right.
And they're doing real caper stuff.
See,
Top Gun and the plane feels a little bit of a stretch, but
you know. I don't know about that because here's how it's going to go down. I've already created the plot in my mind, right? Tom Cruise gets the call that he's got to save the world again or whatever they're going to do, right?
Only he can do it.
And only he can do it. And he gets in there and he realizes he doesn't have it anymore. And he goes, guys, I'm going to turn this over to the two best fighter pilots that I know that I've trained, and it's Jason and Travis. And they get in the plane, and they fly through the gorge, and they're blowing the crap out of people, and they save the world. Jason and Travis will save the world in Top Gun 3.
Oh, it's had to be a bigger plane.
And then Taylor Swift will sing the theme song, and everybody will love it. Right?
Well, that's why I was thinking Mission Impossible, because they didn't have to be in a plane.
Okay.
You have to get either one of those two in a little cockpit of a fighter,
I think you can
jet.
Do that. I think you'll do it.
Which might be actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, no, he's the best. Or like, are you sure he's the best? No, he's the best. And Jason's squeezing through that thing.
Yeah. Got like a bag of chips next to him.
Maverick, are you sure that this is the best you've ever seen? I swear it's the best I've ever seen.
Ever seen, man.
They got to wedge him in the plane.
Yeah, he gets in there. And hey, look at Hollywood. There. You can make the plane as big or as small as you want. Travis and Jason save the world. Top Gun
Not
3.
Not bad.
I do like that.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Meanwhile, now, what are we getting back?
Right.
Trav just did a stage bit.
Yeah, he did. Like on stage.
Right?
You think he got prevailing wage?
And does whatever, or does the ante have to be raised now?
Like in the game for a play or two?
Is there a
Can
song?
Can she get a yard?
Is there a bang the drum?
Yeah.
Is there a
Can
song?
Can she get a yard?
Is there a bang the drum?
Yeah.
Is there a...
And the anthem? Can she do a halftime performance, like three songs real quick out on stage? Or just from the booth, like Harry Carey style?
I'm just saying.
A one, a two, a three.
Sure, she can sing Take Me Out of the Ball Game. That's fine.
Yeah, and then she sings her favorite song, Twerk It Off.
I'm just curious if the ante's been raised.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it has to be. I think we're going to have... I don't want Taylor necessarily banging the drum. I'd love for them to not announce who the anthem singer was and then just announce it at the game or do something like, all right, it's halftime. Direct your attention to the Taylor Swift suite. Taylor will now be performing three songs. And then she sings three songs and people go absolutely bonkers.
Ape. Yeah.
And we call it a day, right? Like, she owes Travis one. And I'm thinking right now, she owes the Hunt family. They let Travis go without his playbook.
No, sometimes they fly the, they parachute the football in.
Yeah.
You know, for the game. So Jason's flying the plane.
Yeah.
She's jumping out of with the parachute and a helper or whatever.
Right.
And we just think they're bringing in the game ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they just do the whole thing. Boom. They land at midfield, you know, like they do with the flag.
Right.
And everybody goes, and then she pulls the helmet off and bangs out the anthem.
Oh, my yes. God. That would be wild. Would be so cool. I wouldn't want to jump out of a plane, though. I think that would be a little scary. But, you know, maybe she could run in.
I don't know her people would want her to do that either.
Ride in with Casey Wolf. I don't know. On the back of that motor scooter, right?
That's a lot of force.
Drive over like the Raider fan on the field and then sing the anthem.
A lot of liability waivers there.
So what do you want Taylor to do? Bang the drum, sing the anthem, or surprise three songs at halftime? Weigh in on that. We're going to give that information to the Chiefs. They're waiting for it.
Yep. They could do Top Gun and then steal the Jaws tagline from the 816. You're going to need a bigger plane.
Oh, that's a good
one.
That's good. Yeah. What would their call signs be?
I was hoping you'd say they stole the tagline from Titanic. You're going to need a bigger plane.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd do that, but I get where you're going. I was hoping you'd screw it up on purpose, but you get it right. What would their call signs be for the 316? I don't know.
That's a good question. Yeah, you tell us what their call signs would be, because it can't be Maverick and Goose.
You guys probably listen to their podcast more than we do, so I'm sure that there's already built-in ones.
Jay and Trav, maybe?
I would say no. I would say something a little bit different.
Kelsaroni 1 and Kelsaroni 2?
Top Gun 3, Jason and Travis shirtless playing wiffle ball. We got to change sports too, right?
Yeah.
Volleyball to some kind of football to wiffle ball. That'd be great.
Zeus and Eagle.
Yeah. Zeus and Eagle would be pretty good. I kind of like that. That works. That's really good.
I like that.
Yeah. No, I like that. That's really good.
Travis is obviously Big Yeti.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Could be Big Yeti.
Big Yeti on a helmet would look cool too.
Oh, yeah. But what if the Utah hockey team goes with Yeti and then they sue him for copyright infringement?
I think it's movie promotion right there.
It is. Yeah.
They just buy into Top Gun 3.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you in part by the Utah Yeti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the 913, it would be fantastic if Taylor wrote us a touchdown song that plays all the time, you know, like Fly Eagles Fly. Mm. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Be sick.
That would be cool. We still haven't gotten a good touchdown song since Rock and Roll Part 2, and I know that's verboten. We're not supposed to play that song anymore, but I still think it's one of the great moments of Arrowhead back in the day in the 90s when we'd score touchdowns and we're going to beat the hell out of you and you and you and you and you. Maybe Taylor can do something like that to get that back at Arrowhead Stadium, because I really like that. That was a lot of fun.
All right. I'm still a little leery. I think Tech Nine would have his feelings disrupted, and I'm not about that.
Right.
That's fair. That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's a good point.
Tech Nine's kind of found his... This is his team.
His groove.
I don't want to step on that.
No, you're right about that. Friend of the show, good dude and all. But I mean, this is Taylor Swift we're talking about.
I understand.
About, right?
He might understand, but I feel like he's kind of like, wait a minute here.
I mean, Paul McCartney was at her concert dancing in a mosh pit.
Why wouldn't his call sign be my auto?
Yeah.
256. That's good too.
I like it, my auto. I love that commercial. That's my favorite
Maverick
one.
Maverick in my auto.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of not bad, actually. So.
Yeah. I do like that. That was good.
And then you have a Mahomes cameo too, where he's like a low level.
Yeah, like you don't even know that it's him.
Yeah.
Like he's just kind of in the background in like a classroom setting or something. Yeah.
Or he's one of the guys in the tower or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Where you.
Or he's just at the bar drinking a Coors Light.
Or he's the one that gets the coffee spilled on him because Trav and Jason buzz the tower.
Right,
and he goes, oh, and you look at it, oh, it's Mahomes!
Yep.
All right, this got possibilities here. I'm in on this now.
Would Andy be in it?
Ooh.
Because Andy could be the guy in the tower, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, if Andy wasn't a football coach, what could he
or
be?
Maybe,
he does look like a guy in a tower.
Maybe he's the guy... You know, Jason Travis get called in the office and get yelled at, right? And Andy's in the office as the
boss,
general, or whatever. Yeah.
Kind of like Wilford Brimley as the postmaster general.
You gotta have that. Like he's the head of Top Gun,
mm-hmm.
Or you had that, you know, you have one cut scene of Jason, you know, fitting into the cockpit and, you know, it doesn't work out. And they're like, okay, well, I've got my new best pilot for you. And then we have another cut scene of Andy Reid, you know, trying to get
in. I'm in on that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Or Jason and Travis do something wrong at the beginning of the movie and then Andy sits them down. Mm. They had to bring me in. And he plays himself and he goes, look, I coached you guys. We were doing football. But if you guys are going to continue to mess up, we're trying to save the world here. Are you ready to let the world down? And then they go and they destroy some people.
Can Gronk be the arch nemesis in Top Gun 3 from the 785? I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you added characters.
Right. And there's Tommy. Tommy and Gronk versus Jason and Travis.
Yeah. We're destroying evil.
I like it.
Tom Cruise is like, I don't need your help, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I got this on lock. The sweaty ship captain that sends them to Top Gun is Andy from the 913. That'd be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't they be playing pickleball?
Yes, true.
Shirtless pickleball in Top Gun 3.
What a week, though. I mean, seriously, like just, I mean, you just got to pinch yourself, guys. Like, we're literally at the top of the sports world.
Yeah,
this is the stuff we've dreamt about like forever.
You were told were happening have now happened. Like,
yeah.
You're like, okay, in a year, just think about it in a year.
Right. You'll have
won another one on all stuff. And you go, get out.
Get out. Yeah.
I'm not believing all this stuff.
Yeah. In the last calendar year, basically from July 1st to June 3rd, the last fiscal year, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift have become a couple. We've won another Super Bowl, which is back-to-back, setting us up for a three-peat. We've gone out, and now Travis Kelce has performed in a concert with Taylor Swift, wearing a tuxedo and tails, took a selfie with the Prince of England, and Paul McCartney was in a mosh pit dancing.
Yep. That's it.
Did that sum up the last year?
Yep.
For what we're watching right now? It's crazy. This is the stuff that you see that happens to other organizations, right? This is the stuff you see when you look at New England for 20 years and go, damn, I'm jealous of them, or the Red Sox, or the Yankees, or the Lakers, or, you know, one of those big teams that we always look at and go, damn, I'm jealous of what they got going on. Now, that team is us. That city is us. Like, we're on the map. Better and bigger than ever before. We got the World Cup coming in a couple of years. We got Taylor Swift taking up residency in Leawood. I mean, Dana Wright's looking for, like, we got all of this great stuff going on right now here. It's just, it's almost unbelievable, Josh.
From the 816, whatever it is, I want Mahomes on the microphone. the <pocket. laughs> That'd be really funny. And he's like, I'm not listening to you.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.